Declan, comprehensive one today, controlled victory for Donegal. Share, pleased with how your boys played today.
Yeah, listen, they went about their business in a real good manner and started the game well, got to the water break, a couple of points open in, really opened up the second quarter, and the goal was always going to be a biggest score for us in the match, and it came at a really good time for us, and it left a bit of distance between us at half time. And listen, second half, I think it ended up 10 points apiece on the scoreboard. But yeah, it was an encouraging performance. But listen, there's no silverware handed out there. We still have to go back to work and analyse our own game for tomorrow, and then look at the semi-final and see who that may bring down our cabin. So looking forward to the 8 days and another big 8 days for us ahead.
That damage was done, Declan, in the second period, and you made good use of the mark because you had three scores that came from marks back to back.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, I thought the handling was very, very good, kicking was good, but we still had room for improvement. We picked up a few knocks there too, so we'll have to see how they are now once we go back inside. But happy with the afternoon's work. As I say, any day you get to an Ulster final, it's a good day. So we're looking forward to that Ulster final now, but we know we still have work to do.
Yeah. Stephen McMenamin, a big worry now, given that the Ulster final is just over a week away.
Yeah, 8 days. You're probably going to come too quick for Stephen, and that's a big, big concern. And but listen, it's going to give somebody else an opportunity. Jack McKelvey came in and put himself very, very well today, and as I say, this lad's chomping at a bit to get on that 15 and into that squad. So yeah, as I say, that squad will be tested. We've known that, and but lads are putting their hands up.
Pater Morgan is having an impressive senior championship debut year, so he is.
Listen, Pater, again, full of energy and full of quality. But, to me, it was a lot of big performances out there. Any of the guys that wore that jersey and the 20 players that we used today all really, really worked hard for that jersey and contributed. So, as I say, we know there's still room for improvement, Oisin. And as I say, we look at that there and we look to see, can we get that improvement ahead of the Ulster final now?
Yeah. And the final, would you take another 13 different players scoring on the decider?
Listen, any day you get that, it's good because, our attack's coming from different areas of the park. And, it's nice to hear that we've had 13 scores. But listen, we know it's going to be another challenge. And as I say, we can sit back tomorrow and get ready for either down or cabin.
He's thinking at all about those three in a row, Declan?
Listen, it's an Ulster final. We're back in Ulster final for the third time in a row, which is brilliant. And as I say, it's I think it's a place we were back in 2013 when Monaghan beat us that day. Donegal had won it in 2011 and 2012. So looking forward to it. We know it's Ulster final don't come easy, and we're looking forward to that challenge.